It's Nick Mezen here with Andy Morrison after the Nomads 1-0 defeat in the semi-final of the Nathaniel MG Cup to TNS. Andy, you must be immensely proud at the end of the day there. One deflected shot is all TNS managed against us in the entire game.
Yeah, of course I'm proud, Nick, but you have to be careful being proud and a loser. You know, that's not something that sits easy with me, but... you know, I could give you a hard luck story. I could tell you, you know, I have you in tears here for the next 10 minutes. But, you know, let's give credit to TNS. You know, they have a winning mentality that's ingrained in them now. And, you know, they've come here tonight and they found a way to win because they believe they're going to win. And it's very difficult for my lads tonight. You know, they've had one shot on goal, which is a deflected effort. And I think that's it. And I think for most of the game, you know, we've passed the ball, we've moved it, we've put balls into the box and asked questions of them without really being clinical in the box. But I can't ask any more from the lads. I can't ask any more, Nick. You know, half an hour before a cup semi-final, Wes Baines pulls out. And, you know, you hope that your preparation is perfect for a game. But you then have to ask your squad, who's ever played right back? Can you do a job for me tonight against TNS? And it's very, very difficult. They then go and put in a performance like they did tonight, which makes me, as I said, immensely proud, but I don't want to be a proud loser. You know, my stomach's burning tonight and it's going to burn. It's going to be a hard night's sleep. Fantastic thing with football is we get a chance on Friday to go again. And, you know, the lads will rest up and they'll go again on Friday. You know, positives. Callum's played a big part tonight and got some time in his legs and shown what he can do. And Declan Poole has shown that he's going to be a very, very good player at this level. When he, you know, when he finds his feet, you know, and the lads can take a lot from it. You know, they've asked many questions of them. But like, as I've said already, you know, let's give TNS credit for finding a way to win a game of football again when, you know, they've been dominated for large parts of the game, but they've hung in there and shown that they're, you know, they're a very, very, very good outfit.
You talk about us dominating the game to a certain extent there. They played well in the first half, but the second half you stopped them playing their usual passing football, and the chances were there as well, weren't they, with Lezett in the post and then having a header just over, it just wouldn't quite fall for us.
Well, you know, the game's gone the way I thought it would go. You know, it's not even a case of riding your luck, you know, you just have to stop shots on goal. Mm-hmm. We've stopped the shot and it's deflected it into, you know, so, you know, there's nothing in the first half then. The lads are doing very well. And then the second half, you know, they're obviously going to try and protect what they've got. And, you know, we've asked questions of them, but, you know, not enough questions. And, you know, it's difficult at the moment. It really is because, you know, you feel like you're managing with your hands tied behind your back because of the injuries that we have, and we have to patch it over and we have to keep going till we can get, you know, reinforcements in January. You know, you put Ian Kearney, Mike Wild, George Horan, Mike Pearson, Shelton Payne, Wes Baines, you put that into that team, and then you free up the two centre halves, you can go to full backs and you strengthen your midfield, and you've got a very, very good squad. That squad's not going to be available to me this season. You know, we have to go with what we've got and try and strengthen in January, and then, you know, but we'll always find, whatever team we put out, we'll always find a way to ask questions of the opposition. And you know, with a little bit more good fortune, which has not gone for us the last couple of games, you know, you need that on your side as well. So it plays a big part in football, little deflections, little second balls, but you know, we're not at the rubber them, so maybe we're due one over the next couple of games. But like I said, you know, the boys have done ever so well, and we got to go again.